There's that age-old adage, which might be trite and definitely overused, about life not being about the destination, but the journey. Yet what elements are part of that journey? What encapsulates the journey? We are back in the studio with Elizabeth Gross, local poet and academic, whose newest publication, This Body, That Lightning Show, is on Small Press Distribution's bestseller list. And we're going to elbow through this idea of where we go and how we get there. Hi, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio today.
Thank you for having me.
So give us a brief synopsis of your poetry projects that you've done even before This Body, That Lightning Show.
I have a chapbook out from Antenna called Dear Escape Artist. It's a one-sided epistolary romance between an unnamed author and an escape artist, essentially fan mail. And it's also in conversation with beautiful ink drawings by visual artist Sarah White. So that came out from Antenna in 2016, and it's coming out in a second edition. In 2015, I co-translated and produced a version of Euripides' Bacchae at the Marigny Opera House, which translated the choruses not only into English language, but also into music and dance in an interdisciplinary collaboration.
So I'm curious of what you feel like if we were to look at certain myths or certain ideas on women's role in them, what's the modern heroine's journey, do you feel like?
I'm exploring that question directly in my Amazonomachy. And one of the key differences between a hero's journey and the heroine's journey in my Amazonomachy is that the heroine's journey is a collective journey. And the trial is the disintegration of community, or the threat to community and the wholeness of their society.
What community or collective do you feel like you're protecting?
I feel like my life is really rich in that regard. I feel protective of a lot of communities that overlap. Most of them are here, which I feel very lucky to live here again and have different circles that are worth protecting. My sense of the feminist community that I'm holding and that holds me includes men as well. Which also feels lucky and kind of surprising at this time, at this age.
How would you describe your journey as a poet?
I used to say that my process for every individual poem took about 3 years. As my work has shifted into kind of larger scale conceptual projects, that timeline changes as well. There's so much work going in kind of on the front end in building the web of connections that I'm going to then spend time pulling back together. There are poems that just happen and there are poems that are wrought. So This Body, That Lightning Show is punctuated by these irresponsible translations from Sappho. I call them irresponsible because I'm working from the original Greek, but also some of the blank spaces that were left behind by history. So I'll read one of those. Fragment 20. On the stalk, brightness, and with luck, fate will take harbor in the black earth. Sailors might lift in big gusts to dry land, might sail heavy things like when and everything raining, if this work, dry land.
You have been listening to Elizabeth Gross, poet, academic, and professor, whose latest poetry book, This Body, That Lightning Show, is on the Small Press Distribution's bestseller list. For more information on Elizabeth and her work, you can check out grosselectricworks.com or vianolavie.org. Elizabeth, it's been wonderful talking with you. Thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Thanks for talking with me. It's been a pleasure.
For Nola V and In New Orleans, I'm Kelly Crawford.